I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roman Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, allaussieradio.com.au.
Now syndicated too.
Backwater Country, 87.6 FM.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
At 9 PM. All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, this entire program is about the CMCA rally in Campbelltown, Tasmania.
Wow. Okay. Sounds good.
And who do we kick off with?
We kick off with Ken and Vi, and they're one of the organisers, but also, too, they run the Blue Gum Rovers.
And straight after that?
We've got Lynn and Jan and their paramedic volunteers.
Looking after all the sick and or injured people.
Yes, that's correct.
And then we finish up with?
Rhonda, who's the secretary for the Tasmanian CMCA rally.
At Campbelltown.
Yes.
Now, apart from all these fabulous discussions, Lynn, we've also got a great selection of music
as requested by the people we interview.
So, Lynn, what do you think? On with the show.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Roaming Oz. And where are we, Lynn?
Campbelltown at the CMCA rally.
Campbelltown in Tasmania. Listeners, I should point out we're in Tasmania at the CMCA rally and we're chatting with Ken and Vi. How are you both going today?
We're very well, thank
very
you.
Well.
Now, tell us a little bit, first of all, you guys are a member of a chapter. I should let the listeners know the CMCA has got lots of different chapters. Tell us a little bit about your chapter. What's the name of it first, Ken?
Blue Gum Rovers.
Okay. Vi, what's involved in the Blue Gum Rovers?
Oh, we have fun. That's what our chapter's about.
Okay.
We play cards, drink wine, do craft, play disc bowls. Just
yes,
have a wonderful time.
Now,
tell us a
never
little,
heard about
exactly.
That.
Tell us about the disc bowls, Ken.
Well, disc bowls is played Australia-wide, but within the CMCA. Some think they're playing for the cattle station. It's just up the road.
Okay.
But at all the national rallies, they have a big competition. Nearly every chapter in Australia would have a set of disc bowls, and people get together and have a day out.
Hey.
There's going to be a big disc bowls competition between the what we call the boat people this afternoon over just over here.
The mainlanders.
The mainlanders.
That's us, Lynn. We're the invaders.
They'll play the winners of their comp. Yep. We'll play the winners of our mixed triples this afternoon.
Now, just for the listeners, I've never heard of disc bowls. Okay, never heard of it.
It's
just tell us what is it? How do you play it?
You play it. You have a court.
Okay.
And the bowls are actually when we first started, they were made from wood.
Oh, okay.
And now they're friends of ours in Newcastle.
Right.
They make them, and they're made of very hard plastic.
Yeah.
Everlasting. Yeah. Everlasting.
Oh, so they'll never die.
No, and they're like a disc, and they're shaped like a disc.
Yep.
Right.
And you throw them towards a kitty, which is a ball.
Round ball.
A round ball, that's it. And you have six ends.
Yes.
And those that get the closest to the kitty get 1 point each disc bowls there they got at the
closest
disc.
Closest to the kitty.
Closest to the kitty. Add it up at the end of the six, and that's the winner.
Sounds
fabulous.
Right.
That looks fun. It
is fun.
Yeah, I sat and watched. I didn't partake.
No. Well, I watched it, and I thought there is a fair bit of skill involved in it. Obviously,
and there's tactics in it too.
And there's tactics.
Right.
Okay.
You know, if you've got say two to the shot.
Yep.
Well, hello. You're not going to try and take another closer. You protect it.
Okay.
By putting against the other person's bowls,
right. Right.
And then make them make the mistake to shoot.
Right.
So it sounds like you two guys are old hands at this. Do you play yourself?
Yes, we've played many. Yes. Won many medals all over Australia.
Many medals. Oh, listeners, we're chatting to a couple of disc bowl champions here. So tell us, Ken, what are your involvements with the rally?
Well, I'm the rally manager.
Yes.
And we do the organisation in charge of hiring the grounds, getting all the setup done.
Okay.
Going to see different sponsors like Repco and JCAR and that for raffle prizes like you've seen last night on the table.
Wonderful prizes last night.
And generally just take, and when we have our team, the secretary, treasurer, booking officer, that's and that we organise all that, and then we pick out our other people to do maintenance, like look after chairs and tables, and then we have a cleaning team.
Yep. So you have a lot of volunteers organized.
Yes. Yeah. About 35 have
about
got
35
help
volunteers
this one.
We got here.
35 to 40, I'd say.
And I must say, when we drove in, it just all ran so smoothly.
Flowed very smoothly.
Like, you know, to find your parking spot and everything, and, you know, we're all numbered, which is. Yeah, so who plans all the.
You're responsible for that.
You map out the car park.
No, the car park's is done by a parking officer.
Greg is.
I'm a meet and greet guy.
Put it in sequence so we know how the numbers run.
Yep.
Yes.
So if we got, say, row 1 to 32, then the next one will start off and come back up to 33, 40, so forth, until we fill that area.
Yep.
Then we'll have another area, then we put the numbers over there.
Yep.
So how do you map it out? Is it in relation to when you book for the CMCA? Because, I mean, our rig's 15 metres long.
That's a different...
That's when you get here in the parking.
That's what we
do. They fix that up. Do that. Like different areas, our parking officer... Yeah. He'll work out that's where the biggest ones are
that's
going to be.
Then put them over there.
And, you know, that's how it's done, so you never know.
So if we had you down on that flat area, that means you're going to take up that much to go straight.
Yes.
And it means that we could have another one back up against.
Okay.
You put two vehicles in one spot.
Look, getting in was fabulous because the fact that... the chap that directed us in, I felt like I was entering the spirit of Tasmania. He was standing there, he's waving his left hand, and then he's pointing to the right, and he had me bang, straight, dead set on the spot. And he said, "Stop there, mate." And the cross was on the ground, and he had it. And he said, "You got plenty of room there for your awning." So
we've been here two days, setting all this up before the general public
come in.
The general members come in, and then we. And then we so the coordinators come in, which is the leader of each team, and that we sort of set it up for 2 days.
So are they?
And
all
then the general members come in.
So are they all part of the Blue Gum, or are they all different chapters in Tasmania?
And that's combined chapter. It's the state Tasmanian combined chapter. Rally.
But everybody in different chapters put their hand
come
up to join. That's good.
Oh yes, so different coordinators.
Yep.
Come from the different chapters. As I said before, we have 8 chapters in Tasmania now.
So what are some of the benefits of joining the CMCA?
Oh, I think a lot of people that join is the camaraderie. You meet.
Yes.
You know,
now, this is for people that are listening.
Yeah.
Come and join us because, we have great fun and you're most welcome. We play cards.
Yep.
It's really, really about having like a friendship of people.
Well, we only joined in September last year because we were coming to Tasmania and I noticed that there was a Jeeveston Park and there was Railton. And I thought, well, they're good bases for us to...
Yeah.
So, and then, 2 weeks prior to this rally, we only just found out about this. So, now we can go back home to the mainland and try and find... Park owners, or when there's a rally on or something, or something.
And they're very reasonable
area.
Too.
If you want the Wanderer yet?
Yes, I have flicked through it. Yes, I haven't had time since we've been on the road to sit and read.
Yeah. No, we don't, do we? Too out talking and enjoying ourselves, and having happy hours.
Exactly.
Singing around the campfires.
Happy hours. There's no such thing as a happy hour, is there?
I missed, didn't I?
So how long has the CMCA been running? And where did it come from? Who thought of it?
We're coming up to our 40th birthday.
Yeah, for my birthday comes up.
Look, that's the CMCA.
Yeah, in 25, it's 40 years.
Okay.
Wow. 40 and we've been members for 26 of them.
Really?
Wow. Yep.
Yep.
We we were at Tamworth to the Country Western Festival.
Yep.
And there was a Highway Wanderers, which is some of the group over here.
Yep.
And they were all camped down at the creek, and they should come up and join us. So we went up for an afternoon, and they said, what are you doing in a couple of months' time? We've got a big motorhome rally to run out at Roma in Queensland. And that was the first rally that we'd got involved with as new members. And there was 85 of us, and we put in over 1,100 motorhomes.
Oh, really? Wow.
And that was our first involvement, and we got involved in the rallies, and we finished up doing 27 of them.
Oh, right. Okay.
But now it's sort of become full members.
Right.
Now.
And they do have their own caravan association too.
Yes.
Out of Australia, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, right. And we've also had dealings with them as combining to do things, as do different rallies and that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which is the CMCA has, you know, taken that on board, and it's working very well. We have some down here now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that, yeah. We have 17 caravans on site today.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're starting to get more and more now.
Yeah, more and more, yeah. Some of our older members have given the big motorhomes away and bought a little caravan.
Yep.
So that they can still join in.
Yep. Now, some of the activities that have been happening this weekend. Oh. So we've had the disc bowls.
Yes.
We've had that big competition. Yep. We've got a market today where people can bring their...
Had a great band last...
we had the first
Thursday night, the open night. They were good, weren't they? Live it up.
Yes.
They're fantastic.
Yep.
And tonight we've got the duo in from down at in Hobart.
Right,
and they're
okay.
fantastic.
Right.
And they'll be in tonight.
Yep.
We've got line dancing happening. We've got bingos happening. We've got all these other cinemas happening, you know, safety on the road with the truckies, all sorts of things. So there's plenty to do.
Yep.
And then we've got our dinner tomorrow night.
It's very hard trying to work out your day because it's just like go.
I know.
When do I get to sit down and have a cup of coffee?
Talk to us about that. We've been in the showers at 6 o'clock.
Oh, really?
This morning.
Getting ready to start the day.
Face the day, that's right.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have, and then on Monday night, we're going to have the finale. It's going to be a bush dance.
Oh,
this is something new that we've put into the program, and we're hoping it will be accepted very well, and I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
So
that
it's
be
all
good.
And you come as you want. If you want to come bush dance, if you want to put on a costume,
up,
dressed
you know?
Up,
yeah.
whatever. We're happy. It's easy.
Well, yes. I think, not everybody carries their dancing shoes. Maybe there are some people that do. But
Kenny's brother and sister do. Sister-in-law do.
Oh, really?
They're great ballroom dancers.
Oh, right. So they
try
and find...
Okay. Well, there you go.
And he's 88 and Dawn's 84. He's,
really?
Yes. Yeah. And they were beautiful dancers.
Yep.
Yes,
so they'll be out bush dancing on Monday. Maybe not. Well, they could do the shuffle, sort of.
No. And then to wind it all up, you've got a sausage sizzle or a luncheon.
Yes, you put that on.
Barbecue.
Monday afternoon. We've also got the band tomorrow, which is the Tamer Brass Band.
Oh, okay.
It's full entertainment.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's wonderful.
Oh,
absolutely.
So, sounds like we've still got an action-packed few days to
come. We've still got an action-packed few days now.
And nights.
Yes. And I must say, Tasmania has put the weather on for us.
It is
beautiful.
Yeah, very hot.
Absolutely.
I know. You cannot go past it. It's just magic weather. So
what about the costs? Now, we were here for how many days, Lynn? What's the haul?
Five
days, and how much did it cost?
$90.
It cost you $90.
$90 for 5 days of camping, entertainment.
Beautiful amenities.
Fabulous amenities. So there's no actual power or water on site, so you do
there
have
There is
to...
power and water on site, but it's limited.
Limited.
When we run the big rallies...
Yes.
Ken's in charge of doing all that maintenance.
Okay.
Used to be. All the layout of the electricity, all the water.
Yeah. Oh,
and
that's a big job.
Marquees, isn't it? And he's done that for 27 years.
Oh, really?
So 27 years.
When
rallies.
You say a big rally, like what is...
Oh, they have a national rally.
1,000 people. 1,000 motorhomes.
Wow. So where do you hold those?
The biggest one we've ever done was Toowoomba, would have been 1,350 motorhomes.
Really?
Wow.
And when I first started doing maintenance, we had a tin box which was about 6 foot long and about 3 foot high and about 3 foot wide. That was a rally pack. That was a rally pack.
Uh-huh.
When I finished up, I had two full 20-foot shipping containers as a rally pack. Because we used to cart all our own water pipe.
Yep. Oh, really?
Taps, everything.
Like a little city. Little mini city.
We used to be able to power up to about 450 motorhomes with power boxes, three-phase power boxes. Then we had all the tools and everything, saws, everything. Whippersnippers, we had everything. The only thing we never used to cart was lawnmowers. We used to cart a gas stove for them to do the cooking on.
We used to have 300 volunteers do that.
Yep.
And we used to do all their morning teas and their lunches and look after them,
barbecues
for them. And then we used to do morning teas for everybody.
Oh, geez.
So we'd have 1,500, 2,000 I was in charge to do, buy all the food, look after the volunteers.
Yep.
I loved it. Every minute of it.
I was catering officer.
So. And you worked at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
How did you fit it all in?
No, I was the maintenance man.
Yeah, we had wonderful teams, absolutely. Yeah.
But I'd have a team of 15 to 20 blokes in my maintenance team.
Yeah.
Same as parking would have anything up to 30, 40 people.
Mm.
But so there is a big one coming up this year, isn't there?
Dalby
in Queensland. So you're heading up for that?
We hope to. All going well.
Right.
Depends on the...
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Oh, well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That's why we haven't been away for the last 2 or 3 years.
Right, okay.
Well, the COVID's with this, upset a lot of...
COVID upset everything, of course.
Definitely. But I've got to add, these rallies would not be possible without the fantastic teams we put together.
Yep.
And our staff, our volunteers, and it's a combination of everyone working.
Yes.
And we don't have any problems. It just flows. And here you've seen it.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing.
Unbelievable. And our cleaners, early morning workers, right through everybody.
And no one leaves any rubbish around.
No.
I was going to say, we always
leave no trace wherever we go.
It's amazing. And we even have a little sock on our wastewater that comes out onto the ground.
Yeah. So that's
everything.
Right.
Yep.
So,
enjoy the water, the ground will love it.
Yep.
But don't leave the rubbish that's on there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
The other thing, too, we haven't mentioned, you guys are pet friendly.
Yep.
Pets are allowed.
Yes.
As long as they're on a leash, which is obviously common sense.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
But you got a lot of people with dogs, which is great.
Yes.
There's so many people.
And they're so well behaved, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Fantastic. But your pets, you travel with your pets.
Yes.
So they're part of our life too.
The only thing
they can't do, they can't go where we're having a food or in the entertainment.
Yeah.
The only reception is the blind dogs and the carer dogs.
Yep.
That's the ones.
Mm.
You've experienced now.
Yes,
we have.
So
we'll be looking out for our area to see what chapter we can join.
Where are you from
from the mid-north coast of New South Wales.
New South Wales, between Tarree and Port Macquarie.
You've got some good ones up there.
Have we?
Lakelanders.
Where are they situated, Lakelanders?
Yeah, Port Macquarie.
Port Macquarie.
Yeah, there's one at Port
Newcastle.
Macquarie.
Newcastle.
Yeah, okay. And Fort Macquarie.
Yeah.
You've got Ronnie Penfold's mob.
Yeah.
And all that.
Well, we'll have to check them out.
You are most welcome to go to any chapter throughout Australia.
Yes, because you're a visitor.
You're a visitor.
And Rexy's.
Rex down at Grafton. That's a good one. The Grafton Jacaranda Festival.
Right.
Been to them all.
So
we've got Dan Fine Rally, Upper Towns, all it. But that's not on this year because of something's happened up there, something to do.
So to become a member of a chapter, obviously we're a member of CMCA now. Does that cost anything extra to become a member?
No.
So you just say, I want to be a member of your chapter, and that's it.
That's it.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
it.
They
don't do a vetting thing, take you as you are.
Yes.
And if you enjoy it, we have people that might come one meeting and don't seem to want to, this is not my thing.
Yep.
And then if they don't come back, they don't come back.
If they go and check, you're entitled to go and check out any of the chapters, you know, you get an invitation to go to them. You just turn up, look in the Wanderer, and that's where it is.
Right.
And if you're looking, you could always contact CMCA headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
and find out what's happening in that area. And yeah, you're most welcome to go to visit that chapter.
It's all on the web.
Yep. It's all on the web.
Every chapter is registered.
Wonderful.
There's 107 chapters around Australia.
Wow. And you've got 8 here in Tasmania.
Yep.
Yes.
Very good.
Fantastic. You can go to anyone.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Think we'd better wrap this up, Phil?
I think we'd better wrap this up. Definitely, indeed. Ken Vai, thank you so much for your time. Yeah.
It's been wonderful chatting to you.
We're the only life members of the SAMCA that are in Tasmania.
Life members? So yeah, what's a life member? Is that like after 20 years, 25 years?
No, it's just the work you do when they recognise
it. Recognised by your efforts. Done for all our rallies. That's very good. Work we've set up and done. I'm an export, was on the board of CMCA.
Yes.
So we've put in, you know,
27 them and about 20 Tasmanian ones.
Yep.
So there we go.
Well, we've done 21 Tasmanian, 21 this year, or 22?
I think it is.
22
rallies.
This year.
And is it always at Campbelltown?
No.
No?
What we've sort this of is... picked Campbelltown base is for sort of central, northwest, north, east coast, down the south.
And the facilities.
And the facilities, yeah. Yes. This is our second year we've had it here.
Oh, right.
We said 3 years
yep.
to try it out. We're getting a grounds and the cost of it.
We'd be reasonable, very reasonable, the members and do that.
So we don't have to charge big fees.
Yes.
So we've got this at a reasonable figure now off the, with the show society.
Yep.
No, not council.
Oh, right, the show society.
Showgrounds, mostly in Tasmania, owned by the show societies.
Hmm.
And this is totally by the society, owned by Campbelltown Show Society.
Right, okay.
And we work a figure out with the society what we've got to charge, how much they want, and then we work out our costing.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So,
and
our budget's generally around 15,000 for the rally.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, we've got great facilities and everything, so it's very good. All right, so we're going to wrap this up.
That's lovely.
Now we're going to play an Aussie song for you to finish this off. Who would you like?
Now, Ken said you like Tanya Kernaghan.
I do like Tanya Kernaghan. Wonderful lady.
Have you got a favourite song?
Oh, we'll have to play
A Bushman Can Survive.
Yep.
All right. City Lights. Here we go.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Ken.
Okay. Bye.
Stick around, listeners. We'll be back with more Roaming Oz straight after Tanya Kernaghan's A Bushman Can Survive.
A city girl is happy with her friends and family life. Appreciates a wine with him at night. She tries to find the sparkle, she searches, but it's gone. With lots of love, she hopes he'll be all right. Her man is gone, all quiet, he's not at ease. He doesn't feel at home, he's hard to please. He gets itchy feet, he's tired in the street. He needs to walk for hours through the trees. No, a bushman can't survive on city lights. Opera, rock and roll and higher heights. His moon shines on the silver brigalow, shimmers down the inland river flow. The yellow belly bite.
He's working with his hands today on a building site. He can smell the cypress on the floor. Takes him to a sandy ridge out amongst the pines. No shearing, no plowing anymore. His kelpie dog is tired and fast asleep. sleep. Tired of searching guidance for the sheep. His master doesn't whistle tunes. He's not in the mood. His love for open spaces runs too deep. No bushman can survive on city lights. Popper, rock and roll and height of heights. His moon shines on the silver rigolo. Shimmers down the inland river flow. Out there with the yellow belly bite.
Tries to please his woman, the lady of his life. He's standing at a party with a plate. She finds him on the balcony, staring at the moon. An old familiar face he can relate. No, a bushman can't survive on city life. Shimmers down the inland river flow. Out there where the yellow belly bites.
His moon shines on the silver brigalow.
Shimmers down the inland river flow. Out there where the yellow belly bites.
This is Roaming Oz and we are at Campbelltown at the CMCA rally and I'm chatting with two of the volunteers who look after all the sick and or injured people, and that is Lynn and Jan. How are you today, ladies?
Very well, thank you.
Yes, good.
Tell us all about your role here, because you both got paramedic or ambulance experience. Okay. So, Lynn, how long were you involved in the ambulance?
Nearly 20 years in the New South Wales ambulance.
Okay.
As a paramedic.
So when did you decide, Lynn, to get involved in this as a volunteer?
Oh, I've been in the CMCA since, I think, 2013.
Right.
And, yeah, friends of mine were volunteers and in a different role. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, yeah, why not? I've got skills there that I could possibly be of use. And, yeah, so I don't remember which was, I think Pondville might have been my first one.
We met at Pondville.
Okay.
Yeah, which was 2015, 16, so. Something like that.
That was a national rally as against, this is a state rally.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was much, much bigger than
this
one.
I was going to say, so the national rallies are a lot larger.
Yes.
So national rallies, how many people would you get there off the top of your head?
I think Bathurst. They had one at Bathurst. They had one at Bathurst about 2018, and there was over 1,000 vans there.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've had up to 1,800.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's impressive.
So 1,800 vans could potentially mean... Oh, 1,800
people.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it isn't necessarily two to a van either, because there's a significant number of solos.
Okay. Yeah. So, now what about you, Jan?
I was a volunteer ambulance officer in South Australia.
Okay.
And then in Tasmania for 19 years.
Okay.
I did that. I've had a first aid certificate for 50 years, I worked out.
Wow.
Wow. That's a long time.
And I've been at a lot of BLASAD camps and probably 10 at national rallies.
Yep.
And probably 10 state rallies.
So, as volunteers and first aid people, do you get many, they call them patients? Do they call them patients, people who have...
No, we don't get overly many, but given that the people here are probably 60 upwards on
yes.
the whole,
yeah.
We've had half the people we've seen this rally have been skin tears.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay. So there's people with old lady skin.
Of yeah. course.
And falls.
Falls.
Yeah. Skin falls tears. And skin
yeah.
tears.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bit of both.
So in your bus, because you've got a bus, you're on call and it's... Do you have all the gear in there? Like, have you got an OxyViva in there or a...
That's not part of first aid.
No?
You can only use what the first aid training.
Okay.
And mine was St John's.
Yes.
And it's New South Wales Ambulance.
Yeah. Ambulance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if we don't have the equipment, obviously you can't use it, and you don't have the equipment if you're not...
So defibrillators, for example?
No, we do have a defibrillator
so we
can start people's hearts if we need to.
Okay.
Let's hope we never have
no,
to.
No,
so you've never needed to, thank heavens.
Oh, not at a rally.
Not at a rally, no. No. Well, but you don't know, do you?
I mean, they couldn't get too excited to at line dancing.
That's it.
And we're trained for it.
You've trained for it. So obviously you can cover anything from a skinned knee from a fall to a possible heart attack.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. When you, like you said, the average age of the people that attend these type of rallies would be 65 plus, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I'm 65 this year. Don't laugh.
I'm in the plus group.
Yes, okay. Well, I won't ask you how old you are, but there's a lot of people out there that are really quite elderly, and they do look a little frail, some of them with their mobility scooters and so forth. So to have trained people at a rally is fantastic. And you girls are on call. You've even got your little UHF radio strapped to you.
Yes, we go to bed with it.
So any interesting stories? Have you ever been called out up at 2 a.m. or something because somebody's fell
I've
out?
I've done 8 of these state rallies in Tasmania since I've been here, and I was working with a volunteer, Ambo from Beaconsfield.
Right.
And he and I never got called out of bed. Not that we were in the same bed.
No.
We never got called out of bed until the last rally here.
Right.
And that wasn't until about 6 in the morning.
Okay.
Wow.
But it can happen.
Of course.
And people don't ring you at night for a Band-Aid.
No, that's true.
No, not like ringing up the ambulance because they've got a headache or a...
Stubbed toe, I've done that.
Like they're doing, like some people are doing.
So you're both part of the Dalrymple Drifters, which is in Launceston area?
It's based
area.
Up and down the Tamar, really.
Yep.
Although I live in Sheffield.
Right.
And Lynn lives in her van.
Yeah.
Oh, you're...
I'm a nomad.
Oh, right. Okay. So you just drift around.
I do, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a full-time traveller, Lynn.
I am. I've been on the road since 2019.
And what sort of vehicle or caravan, motorhome?
I have a motorhome. It's a Sun Camper on a Ford Transit.
Okay.
But prior to that, I had a Co-Star.
Okay.
For 7.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, do you travel alone? Have you got a partner with you?
I travel alone.
You've got a dog.
Oh, yes, I do. I have a little dog.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I call her my little terrorist.
Fair enough. So that's interesting, isn't it? So you travel alone. When you go to, do you only go to the rallies and things like that? Or you just,
No. I just wander around and, a lot of the free camps mainly. I'm usually off-grid.
Yep.
Yes.
And, I just meet a lot of people, and I meet them more than once usually.
Yes.
And,
So when you're travelling, are you on call?
No.
You don't tell people, I'm a first aider if you're about to have a heart attack.
No, I don't. Talking to people, they ask you what you do, and I say, I was a paramedic for 20 years. And but I don't think anyone's ever, I can't remember anybody ever knocking on the door going, I need some assistance.
Fair enough.
One day it might happen. Hope not. But
so you go along to other
rallies,
chapters,
rallies.
That's how I. Well, I actually knew Jan, and I knew some other people that are in the same chapter.
Yep.
And that's how I actually joined the Dalrymples.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we go away once a month, as most chapters do.
Yes.
And people like Lynn are very welcome to come along.
Yep.
Mm. Well, I imagine people like Lynn and yourself would be on the top of the guest list, wouldn't you? They'd be contacting you.
Well, we are, because we keep the defibrillator in our van. But it belongs to all the Tassie rallies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just the caretaker.
Okay.
Ah, right.
And you've never needed to use it so far?
No.
That's great. That's great news.
Well, I think on our respective ambulances, we've used the much bigger ones.
Many.
But
yes.
Not as first aiders, fortunately.
Not as first aiders, yes.
No. Oh, okay. Very good.
So
we'll fix that up.
What inspired you to join the CMCA? Because there's a lot of caravan groups out there. Did you just automatically gravitate to CMCA, or did you think...
I joined through friends of mine who were already in the CMCA. So that's how I joined. But, there's a lot of benefits for belonging to. So.
Tell us the benefits, ladies. What are the benefits of CMCA?
You get a better deal on insurance through a company that is purely motorhome and caravan specific.
Right.
Because you can't... we tried to organise ours... with the people we had the car with, and they said, well, we'll insure it as a truck. And we said, no, it's more than a truck.
Mm.
It's got all that stuff in it. Oh, no, we don't do that.
Oh, really?
So the insurance company that is available through CMCA. Is motor, it's not the cheapest, but it's the most comprehensive.
Right.
And okay. Does that particular... Mention the company. What's the company called?
Kentame.
Kentame. Insurance, yeah.
Now, does Kentame only deal with CMCA or does he deal with anybody?
I assume it's other... Everybody.
I think yeah. He's available for everybody, but okay. Being a CMCA member...
You get discounts?
I think so. Okay. I mean, we've been doing it for 20 years, so I can't remember.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
And we also get a lot of other... We benefits. Get a booklet of just deals that we can get for things and on the Spirit of Tasmania and all sorts of...
Yeah. Oh. Certain attendees. Didn't know that. Yeah.
So the CMCA members, and this is interesting, listeners, do they get... A discount on the Spirit of Tasmania?
I think what you can get, it changes all the time, but I think what you can get now is if you change your booking, you can do it without a penalty.
Right.
If you're going at a time that costs more, then you have to pay the extra.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can change your booking without a penalty. I believe that's still
true.
Oh,
right. Okay, so there's a benefit. Any other benefits that immediately come to mind? Or?
There are probably motor places that...
Yeah, there's different. We get, as Jan said, we get a booklet that has... Member advantages.
Okay.
So you might get, 10% off this, or you might get 5% off that if you use that particular company. But we also have what they call the RV. I've got what they call them now. The parks.
The RV parks.
They're not specific to CMCA members. No.
But it costs you a lot less.
It costs you a lot less than if you.
It's $3 for your vehicle and two more for each person.
Mm.
Whereas caravan parks are. There aren't many facilities, but they're available. A lot of people with bikes go to them because there's some security.
Yeah. Okay. We're actually using one at Railton.
Yes. Yeah, we live just up the road.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. I'm knocking on your door.
So in Tasmania, there's one at Railton and one at Geeston.
Yes. Other people can go, but they've got to pay $15 a night. Yeah. And so it's worth their while to join CMCA.
Yep, of course. And you get a discount.
Especially if you're travelling further in Australia, they're all over the place now.
Mm. Yep.
And hundreds of thousands of CMCA members I've found out today.
Yeah.
Each state has got its own membership. New South Wales, I think, is about 134.
Yeah, it's probably 70,000 plus.
Yeah.
And in Tasmania, you're around 70,000. So, wow, that's only two states, 200,000 people.
Mm. And it also means that if you belong to CMCA, you can go to anybody else's rally.
Yes.
So there's about 100 chapters or so, and you can go to anybody else's rally. A, if you pay whatever their camping fees are, which is never very much, and if there's room.
Yeah.
So you can look it up in The Wanderer, which is the magazine we all get, and see who's doing what, ring up the contact.
Fabulous idea, The Wanderer.
Well, that's how we found out about it, because we didn't know there was a rally on.
No.
Someone came knocking on our door at a caravan park and said, are you going? And we said, no, we didn't know about it, and then started, doing a bit of Googling, emailing, and here we are. So, and it's good, it's our
first experience at CMCA rally.
Yeah, we're
definitely
enjoying it because there's something on every day.
Every day.
There is.
And it keeps you involved and you're always meeting new people.
Absolutely.
And especially if you're on the road
on
your
own. It's the point of travelling.
Yeah.
And we have seminars that are quite informative. We had one earlier on lithium batteries.
Yes.
And one coming up very shortly.
Yeah, on your wheels, tyres.
Tyre and wheel maintenance.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so any immediate plans for the next trip on the road for you, say, Lynn? Where are you heading to from here?
I'm planning one for next year, going to Western Australia.
Lovely.
Okay. Yeah, taking my sister along. She's never sort of been anywhere, so...
Mm.
Her and I are going to be trooping it.
And you, Jen?
And you, Jen?
I'm recovering from a broken hip, so I'm not going very far.
No.
You're not travelling?
No.
But I'll do the monthly ones with that chapter.
Yes.
Fabulous.
So where's your next one, actually?
We do a safari. We're not allowed to call it a safari. It's not a CMCA thing, the safari, anymore. They won't cover it. So one of our members just organised a five-day safari as we go.
Oh, wonderful.
We do that every March.
Oh, wonderful.
So that'll be our next one.
Well, you never know. We might see you on the road. We'll say hi.
You'll
have your flag flying?
Yes.
Yes? Very good.
All right, ladies. Well, I think we've covered enough.
I think so.
The main idea was to let our listeners know that if they do become members of the CMCA and go to a rally, there will be medical assistance if required.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. A must. Yes. All right, ladies, I'm going to wind this up now. Now, do either one of you have a favourite singer or band? Australian?
Oh, John Williamson, of course.
John Williamson, Lynn, lady of my own heart. A favourite Johnny Williamson song?
Old Farts in Caravan Park. It seems to apply to all of us.
Go around. All right, ladies, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. There we go, listeners. That is Jan and Lynn, and they are both the first aiders here at the Campbelltown CMCA Rally. And we'll be back with more Roman Oz straight after Johnny Williamson's Old Farts in Caravan Parks.
When we were in the Kimberley, we actually toured the show through first of all. And I made sure everybody in the audience knew I was going to come back through with a camper van. So I got all sorts of invites to go out to stations and up rivers fishing for barramundi. Just fantastic. And, of course, we did stay in a lot of caravan parks as well. This is all the way between Broome and Darwin. And I'd forgotten all about caravan parks. And it's fabulous. I met all these wonderful old people. And I could feel a song coming on straight away. And I've called it Old Farts in Caravan Park. Oh, happy travellers are we, around Australia in a caravan. The kids are gone, we have no plan. You navigate, I'm your engine man. Yes, happy campers are we. And king of the road are we. Up a mountain road we wind, with a mile of traffic stuck behind. Too friendly a folk you wouldn't find. Oh, cheery old chooks away. We've hit the road and sold a home, like a pair of drovers round we roam. No more winter and no more foam. We're wild and fancy free. And a pair of toilers are we. We'll pick fruit or prune a tree. Any old job doesn't worry me. It'll cover our fuel and the camping fee. Ah, frugal old farts away. And a dear old chooker, you. In your terry toweling dressing gown, the one you bought in a country town. Yours is pink and mine is brown. Threadbare old farts away. Yet we've hit the road and sold a home, like a pair of rovers round we roam. No more winter and no more foam. We're wild and fancy free. Oh geez, we'll have to pull up again soon, don't we? In a tidy little unit are we. Everything has a place to be. A jar of coffee and a tin of tea. A life or two, but not for three. Oh, sexy old tarts are we. And we always camp just near the loo, cause I have to go at midnight too. And dribble, 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 dribble's all I do. All over the hill are we. Oh, happy campers are we. Around Australia in a caravan. The kids are gone, we have no plan. You navigate, I'm your engine man. Yes, happy campers are we. Go around. And the same to you too, sonny.
We'll see here. This is Roaming Oz.
We're at Campbelltown at the CMCA rally.
We are indeed, listeners, and we are chatting with Rhonda, and she is the rally secretary. How are you today, Rhonda?
Very well, thanks, Phil. How are you?
Oh, look, we're having a fabulous time here at this rally.
Yeah,
it's our
been
first
great.
Time.
It is. Oh, welcome.
Yeah,
welcome to the first timers.
Thank you.
Did you go
so
to the first timers afternoon tea?
Yes, we did.
Very
we
good.
We did pop in.
Yeah,
we
good.
Were a little bit late, I think, but we did pop in for
it. Well, that's
yes.
good. Good.
It sure it is.
Like yeah. to make our first timers welcome,
yes.
find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. And we've been having a good time, actually.
Excellent,
no,
excellent.
It's good. So much going on that's keeping us yeah. busy.
There's something for everyone.
I haven't had time to have my morning coffee. So I'm starting to get a bit of the jitters.
When he's starting to get the shakes. I mean, it is 20 to 12.
Yes.
So your morning coffee will be lunch.
Yes. So how long have you been the rally secretary for, Rhonda?
This is my first one as rally secretary.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jumped in the deep end.
Yep.
So it's been very, very enjoyable, very
yep.
challenging in ways, but
yes.
I've got secretarial experience, but
right.
there's a lot of nuances with running a rally.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But living and learning, and as long as you keep a good sense of humour,
yep.
there's no problems.
Yep, don't let things worry you too much.
No, roll with the punches.
Yep, and you're part of a chapter
yeah,
as well?
I'm the president of the Dalrymple Drifters. I've been with them for about 12 years.
Yep.
Been president for the last 2 years.
Where's the Dalrymple Drifters in Tasmania?
They're based loosely around Launceston. They started in Georgetown, but...
Yep.
We accept members from anywhere,
yep.
as long as they enjoy camping.
Yep. yep. No, good. Mm. Excellent.
So you've been a member of it for 12 years, and you do this with your partner?
Yes, I travelled with my partner, Lorraine.
Okay. Mm. And did you meet her there?
No, we met up in Brisbane 23-odd years ago.
Okay.
Oh, right.
And we had a caravan first, travelled around Australia in 2004 for 8 months.
Okay. Yeah.
And I decided that towing a caravan was beyond me, hitching and unhitching
yep.
all the time.
Right.
So we bought a motorhome and
okay.
we've been travelling in that for the last 10 years, 12 years.
So do you guys live on the road?
No.
No?
But we do, every second year we do 3 or 4 months.
Right.
Last year we did, I think it was about 7 months. We went up through the centre of New South Wales up to Corumba,
right.
came out to the coast at, near Cooktown.
Mm.
Went down as far as Wide Bay, Hervey Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Decided if we go through New South Wales and Victoria, we wouldn't get back into Tasmania because of COVID. So we did a big U-turn back up through Queensland, into the Territory, down through South Australia and back.
Oh,
added another
right.
4,500 kilometres, but it was 6 months well worth on the road.
Yep, yep.
We loved it.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Oh, that's
so,
good.
So how big's your motorhome?
It's 21 feet, 7 metres. It's... the Green Coast, just outside.
Okay. Mm. And you both drive it?
No. Well, Lorraine used to drive it, but she had a heart attack some time ago.
Okay.
And she'll drive it in an emergency, but
right.
so far we haven't had one of those.
Oh, that's good.
Fabulous. Mm. Excellent stuff. So at the rallies, I mean, people come here to relax and to enjoy and to meet new people. Now, as the secretary, do you get to relax much or
yeah,
is it a lot
yeah,
of work?
Yeah, no, it's work. For me, it's sort of work on and off all the time.
Okay.
Booking people in, doing this, but it's not work. It's enjoyable. The first few days, we came, the advance party, so to speak, came in on Monday,
mm-hmm.
Monday evening.
And
so it's basically
up.
Tuesday, Wednesday, we set up,
yep.
and then everyone comes in Thursday.
Yep.
So that's the busy time.
Yes.
But I've got a team of admin people that help me,
mm-hmm.
and we have coordinators for all sorts of things, from meet and greet, parking and sighting,
yep.
First aid, what else have we got, security. So there's coordinators for each of those. I've got a team doing toilets and just generally keeping things clean
yep.
and tidy.
Yeah, well, the toilets, I must say, are very clean and you don't see any rubbish laying around.
No, we've got an excellent team and that's all just volunteer.
Yeah.
You can volunteer before the rally, so you come in those couple of days early, you get 2 free days, free
mm-hmm.
parking, so
yep.
you're only paying for the rally itself.
That, yep.
So it suits people who are on the road.
Yes.
They come and, so they come and help, and it's just all hands on deck. Basically,
yep.
but
and you're not working all day. You
no.
sort of just have your duties,
no.
and then
yeah,
you
have your duties.
Yourself.
Like the cleaners might be doing morning and afternoon.
Mm.
My staff didn't do anything. The admin staff, because I was in there working on other stuff. So,
yep.
and there's people busy outside, so they're not in here.
Yep.
Right.
So, I didn't need anyone just sitting there doing
nothing. No.
So, yeah.
Oh, very good. And so your Dalrymple Drifters. you sort of meet once a month?
Yes, we have a rally every month.
Yep.
Or a safari or something. We have a rally every month, though.
And you go...
different places around. Yep. In the wintertime, we try and get a hall so that we've got a kitchen and a fireplace or something warm. But we love doing the camping. So some of our older members prefer the ones where you've got a hall.
Yes.
Some of the younger ones, we love our campfires and so forth. So we have to have a mix of both.
Yep.
Keeps everyone happy.
Oh, and you play this game, which we learnt in the last...
Disc
bowls.
Disc bowls.
So you play that, you have competition.
Oh, yeah, well, unfortunately, we don't practice a lot.
Oh, don't you?
But some of them take it very seriously. And it's good fun.
Yes. We enjoy it. But
all of our members decided after playing up there, they got through to, I think, the second or third round. They said, we should practice this more often. So I think the disc bowls will be coming on our rallies a bit more often.
Right, okay.
Do you know much about the history of the disc bowls? Like, who created it? Where did it come from?
I have no idea. But you can go on to... it's a big thing. It's huge. Go on to the website and look up disc bowls.
Yep.
And there's Hoyle's rules, just about.
Yes.
Oh, Ben showed me his kid earlier.
And heaven help you if you've infringed the rules. Yeah, no, they take it seriously.
So in your chapter, do you have many people that have caravans and that, or are they all mainly motorhomes?
We've only got one with a caravan. She's had a motorhome, but is now travelling with a partner that has a caravan. So would they end up with a caravan or a motor? And don't know. Or none. Who knows? But I've got no problem with people whether they've got caravans, camper vans or what they've got. To me, it's about enjoying the road. Yep.
Yes.
We're all out there doing the same thing. What does it matter what we travel in? True. That's my personal view.
Yeah, no. So, so do you sort of find a place that is suitable? Because we now travel with a fifth wheeler. So if you're part of a chapter, do they know you're coming, do they cater so that...
Yep. As a CMCA member, you can go to any chapter rally whatsoever. In the back of the Wanderer, there's a list of all the rallies.
Yes.
Ring up whoever the contact is, say, I've got a fifth wheel, can I come and join you for the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, you bet. Unless, of course, they're in some little tiny campsite where you can't.
That's
why you just give them a ring, but most of them have got places.
Yeah.
So we've heard the Wanderer mentioned. Tell us what the Wanderer is for the benefit of the listeners.
Yeah, the Wanderer is a magazine put out by the CMCA every month.
Right.
You can get it online, so when you're travelling, you can still keep up with your Wanderer. It tells you all sorts of things. People put in recipes. They've got articles about travelling here or travel there or new campsites. There's advertising for the various bits and pieces that are available for campers.
Okay.
It's got a list of all of RV-friendly towns, RV-friendly parks, CMCA parks. It's got a list of, in the back, a calendar of all the rallies that are coming up all throughout Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very informational piece of booklet, you know.
Yes.
I couldn't live without my Wanderer.
No. And you say that comes out each month.
Each
so that's month, part of your subscription when you join CMCA?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Had it emailed to me. I must say I haven't read it all because it's quite long.
It is. There's a couple outside if you want to have a look at one.
Okay.
But they're about yay thick.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very interesting magazine, though. Mm. And I look forward to getting mine every month.
Absolutely.
I read it on my iPad.
Yep.
My partner reads it in the hard copy because she likes turning the pages.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd rather read it in hard copy.
So when we come home, you know, sometimes you just want to keep that article.
Yes,
so,
But it's really good to have something like that because if you are travelling on the road, like Lynn and myself are travelling in Tasmania, we found out about the CMCA rally quite by chance, but obviously... if you're a member of the CMCA and you receive your newsletter or your booklet, you may not know something's going on where you are.
Exactly.
But by having that, that's going to give you the opportunity of joining fellow CMCA members.
And if you're as a member of the CMCA, all the studies, not every state has a state rally.
Right,
but, the CMCA has a national rally.
Yeah.
Every year. That was just in Dalby, I think it is this year. It was in Bingara last year that got flooded out.
Oh, okay. Yes, I remember reading that. Yes.
They had to throw many people out. So that's a good one. Queensland has two state rallies up in Danfine Rally in Townsville, and just off the top of my head, I can't think of the other one.
Yep.
Okay.
Tasmania has a state rally every year.
Mm-hmm.
Western Australia has a state rally. So there's
all
that information is always in the Wanderer.
Do you have any idea how many CMCA members there are? I mean, that's a very big, broad question.
I have no idea.
But there's chapters.
I'm sure we could find out. If you ring CMCA headquarters, I'll soon tell you.
Well, we're 132,000.
And that's only in your state, because you have that's N for New South Wales.
So New
South Tasmanian.
So New South Wales has 134 something. And in Tasmania,
69,000.
69,000.
But that's 10 years ago, so...
Okay, could be anything different.
Yeah.
So there's obviously a lot of people in the CMCA.
And people die.
Yes,
yes, and new people come on. Obviously it just grows.
CMCA would be able to give you an idea of how many there are.
Oh, interesting. Very good.
Fantastic. I think we should wind this up.
We should.
What do you think, Lynn? It's been lovely chatting with Rhonda.
Yes.
She is the Rally Secretary of the CMCA here in Campbelltown, Tasmania.
Yep. Thank you,
Rhonda,
very much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being first-timers and getting involved in CMCA and in interviewing the people so everyone else knows about it.
Absolutely.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. Now, to wind this up, I've got to play your song. It has to be Australian. Do you have a favourite singer or band?
It'd have to be John Williamson's True Blue.
Johnny Williamson's True Blue. Great choice of song, Rhonda.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Okay.
Stick around, listeners. We'll be back with more Roaming On straight after Johnny Williamson's Hey True Blue.
Hey True Blue, don't say you've gone. Say you've knocked off for a smoker, and you'll be back later on. Hey, True Blue. Hey, True Blue. Give it to me straight, face to face. Are you really disappearing? Just another dying race. Hey, True Blue. True Blue. Is it me and you? Is it Mom and Dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it Stan and Boy, your mate, when he's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True Blue, I'm asking you. Hey, True Blue, can you bear the load? Will you tie it up with wire just to keep the show on the road? Hey, True Blue. Hey, True Blue. Now be fair dinkum. Is your heart still there? If they sell us out like sponge cake, do you really care? Hey, True Blue. True Blue. Is it me and you? Is it Mom and Dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when she's in a fight? just Vegemite. True blue, I'm asking you. True blue, is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when he's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True.
Hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page or allaussieradio.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.